right, we got 13 minutes.
Have a great evening.
Motion for adjournment?
No discussion regarding telephonic participation.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You guys not look at the agenda?
No, I'm not speaking.
I did.
I forgot it was in there.
Oh, yeah, it's way down, it needs to be in bold and underlined.
The main, I guess the main question, I don't know, the main question is about if we're gonna keep that call-in feature, which the last caller made very clear, kind of made the point. I don't know if you guys have been following on the council.
I have.
The public comments and the opportunity to call in versus not having that ability.
Commission's doing a trial run.
They wanna eliminate it.
And then depending on how that goes, understanding it, it's a comfortable policy.
So it, so it's not universal, it can be to each board as far as, you know, one board could have it and one board could not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be confusing, but that's just my thought.
So the council is eliminating it as a trial?
I think commission is eliminating.
Planning and zoning commission?
Yes, yes.
Where's the council on the matter?
To follow suit is the understanding of me. The way that it was phrased to me by, was that if it goes well with commission, that council will likely be eliminating their call-in feature as well.
I will note a couple of things for the board, and I'm not as familiar on these discussions. You all have your own rules of procedure that you have a right to set. We did start this during the pandemic. We, as someone who has occasionally goes to some of these council and commission meetings, they will often get a lot of comments over the phone, more so than the board does. You may recall we've had that happen once or twice where we've had some, but generally speaking, it's fairly limited on who we have that actually, we had the one lady tonight, but that was it, and that seems to be more normal. So our usage differs from, I think, what the commission and council sees, where they have some of these proposed developments or conditional uses or change of zones that have a lot of public input and a lot of folks that want to chime in, and they get a lot of comment and folks that are online. So it does, I just want to point that out, a little different because they deal on more of a broad base level, whereas you deal with more of a specific property case. So I just, I don't know if that helps persuade you one way or another.
And the commission and council would hear the same case a lot of times, so then they're more subject to hearing.
How long is PNZ's trial?
I do not know. I apologize. I forgot this was on the agenda, so I didn't know.
So this is, this is fairly new. I mean, just since COVID, as far as the call-in.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, we did not.
COVID never did it before.
Before COVID, we didn't have it.
Really? I'll just say my personal opinion, you hate to limit anybody's interaction, but I would be in favor of it because I don't know if we get a lot of substantial input, and I feel like if somebody's going to be strongly opposed or in favor, I like that they have to make an effort to get here.
It shows their commitment on their side. And just to be able to, I mean, when we were going through the big one we had, we were so worried about how many public comments we were going to get. I mean, we were lucky. It could have been hours with the big guy. And we've done it before. We've done it without it. I think it ran smooth. And like, to your point, if you really have a burning urge to be here, to speak, you'll be here. You'll figure it out. Or you'll send somebody in your stead here to speak. Hey, I'm speaking in, you know, in reference to my son, whatever.
I guess we've had a few cases where an applicant will send, say, an attorney, and the applicant's not able to be here. Maybe they're homebound or for whatever reason, but they can call in, affirm their attorney's statements, and I'm just afraid. I don't see it causing any problems. I think what we're doing right now is working fine. I don't necessarily want to change it unless we see county council and planning and zoning do it and it becomes an issue there.
Could we have that option where an applicant could call in, but we actually don't take calls for opposition or
I would be reluctant to encourage you to treat an applicant different from an opposition, because they're an interested party and they may have, you know, as much right to want to be heard.
We used to have the affidavit that attorney would bring in when an applicant couldn't make it. Remember, they would submit a sworn.
Well, we still get that from time to time. The thing on those affidavits is if the attorney deviates at all from the affidavit, mm-hmm. or if there's a question that comes up, it's just an attorney statement. It's unverified at that point. So the issues that I think we typically have seen, and having seen it both ways, we have had times where folks had to, cases got delayed significantly when they had to be here, because folks maybe have a second home and they live out of state, where they had some scheduling. Whereas I think we've had less of that with the phone, where folks were able to, you know, call in. Perhaps Ms. Norwood would know better than that. But I also know there have been at least a few instances where I think we've had folks that were more homebound, and usually they'll say, hey, you know, I couldn't make it tonight because I just had surgery, or I don't get out of the house, or it's storming tonight and I'm afraid to drive at night. So we have had some of that. And granted, that's some anecdotally. I don't know what the commission and council get on those things, but they tend to get such a volume there that I think that there's an idea that we like these people to be here so we can manage the volume a little better.
So, and I hate to limit public comment, but since I've been on the board, we've gotten very little, I feel.
You must have went all.
Just leave it all.
I got very little out of your just.
Yeah. So since I've been on the board, I mean, I think, and I hate to limit public opinion or comment, but I mean, what we've gotten one where a guy sent his father and reaffirmed it. That's as of recent. We've got a couple people who have just got on there and gone on for 20 minutes. So I don't see where if they feel passionate about it, they should be here.
I'd agree.
That's how I feel.
And
it slows the meeting down.
Yeah. My concern would be that there'd be that, and I appreciate what council has said about our independence. We can set up our structure the way that we want. I think we're sending a confusing message, mm-hmm. that if PN Planning and Zoning is saying, no, you can't, mm-hmm. Board of Adjustment is saying, yes, you can. County Council we're still making a determination as to how they would approach it. When does planning and zone, when is their trial start?
I would say I will find out more information if we.
I'd like to know when it starts and when it's ending.
Get you some more information
it would
based
end.
On our discussion, and then we can follow up at our next meeting.
I believe it was supposed to be the first meeting in July.
We can double check.
I mean,
that would make sense, but I think it is. I think it is similar to that.
Another thing is, it's always nice to see somebody's face when they're speaking, when they're swearing them. When you're swearing them in, you can't. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. I think it legitimizes that over the phone process, mm-hmm, right. Rather than somebody can just really say whatever they want. We've never had an issue with it, but we've always thought that there might be at some point somebody say something out of line. But you eliminate that with that. Plus, I mean, it takes literally a third longer to go through that process.
It takes a while.
That was my question. We don't, at the commission and council, that you don't have to be sworn in. We're here. I mean, I know we swear them in over the phone, but you don't really know.
I think I just think it legitimizes it if you're right in front, hand on Bible. I mean, people should take that serious. You know, I don't. It's hard to legitimize that over the phone.
Can we take action on the issue, or do we have to?
You could. I'm not. I mean, it's not something staff and I have even discussed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like you saw it on the agenda. I was like, oh, it's there. And I was aware that the commission and council were discussing those as well, but we haven't gotten into the logistics of it.
So it's just discussion, we're not doing mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
I think we discuss it and I'll follow up with a much better.
Okay. We could add it. Our next meeting, we only have one meeting in July. The next meeting we'll have some administrative things because we have to vote on the on the secretary, the chairman, the vice chairman.
Reorganization.
Thank you, the reorganization meeting. So we have that on the agenda. There's not many applications, as I recall, so we could bring it back and perhaps Ms. Norwood would have some insight as to.
I will do my homework.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, is this in our rules? Like, is this a rules change?
I'd have to check. I can't remember if we amended them. What happened was when COVID hit, there were certain rules that were required for running meetings just publicly in general.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to some changes there. So I can't remember if they're actually in our rules or not. I'd have to look at that.
There's a point where we were literally doing it from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a couple meetings where they were remote, and I remember doing my bedroom.
There was the COVID mandate, and then the state of emergency was lifted in May, I believe, this past May. Interesting question.
There's a picture of me of a meeting.
Makes me think about a school board meeting.
My daughter put on me. Are we good? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.